Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're celebrating the 18th anniversary of Dr. Ivan Meisner. He's a member of our Brain Trust. Ivan, thanks for 18 great years.
Hey, my pleasure. I've enjoyed it. I really have.
It's been fun. We've had fun. You've done so much good things for us, and of course, it's been fun. It's been fun seeing just how BNI has grown since you've known me. It's just amazing, how that's worked out, isn't it?
It really is. We now have 8,064 chapters in more than 70 countries around the world.
Wow.
For those people who don't know, BNI is a referral organization. We allow one person per profession. We get together every week. We literally have 8,064 meetings every week. And, about a year ago, we looked at everything. It's actually every day because we have chapters who do meet on Saturday in some parts of the world.
Wow.
And chapters who do meet on Sunday in some parts of the world because Sunday's not.
Well, now,
I
wonder how different they are in different parts of the world because I'm a Rotarian.
Yeah.
And whenever I go to a lot of in other parts of the world, so most American Rotary clubs, probably 99% of them meet for breakfast or for lunch.
Yeah.
But you go to other parts of the world, they meet at night in the evening.
Yes. But the meetings are very much the same, are they not?
Except for one thing. Yeah. They have drinks.
if you
go to a Rotary club in England or Scotland or, yeah, or Brazil or somewhere like that, they got drinks there.
And
so,
the evening,
yeah. So my question to you is how different is that with BNI? Do they have, when they meet in another part of the world, do they have drinks?
So less than 5% of our organization meets in the evening. There have been some that I'm aware of that occasionally have drinks at the meeting, but really very few, very, very few.
Well,
it's really the same program.
I just thought it was interesting how the different societies are, you know, how different cultures are in the way they socialize about different things.
Yeah. But, well, you think about it, networking events in the U.S. That happen in the evening, like business mixers, chamber mixers, they always have drinks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of times they do. So what else is going on in the world of networking?
Well, let me finish up my thought with this guy on the...
Oh, the coincidence guy.
Yeah, because...
This is a guy, folks, this is a guy who was being outrageously successful as a member of BNI, but because he couldn't control every origin, he didn't know where the headwater of every single lead he was getting, he just assumed it was dumb luck. And,
yeah,
he wrote the whole process off.
Yeah, and I think this misconception happens when someone focuses on the referral rather than on the relationship that produced the referral.
Yeah.
This leads people into the wrong conclusion that the result was just coincidental. It was just coincidental. It's no more coincidental that you receive referrals from the people in your network than it is that a fisherman casting a net catches fish. The fisherman concentrates on his action of casting the net, not the individual path of one of the fish that swam into it.
Right.
If he based his decision on that random fish, he'd quickly come to the same conclusion that it was, it's coincidental. But the process is casting the net.
Well, and you give up, too, because who can figure out what fish you're going to do?
Exactly. And that's and that was his point. Who could figure out how referrals are going to happen? It just doesn't make any sense. These were just all a series of random coincidences.
When I first launched The Age of the Customer, we sent out a bunch of books to thought leaders.
Yeah.
And 6 months later, I got a request to work with a company, and I found out the CEO of the company had not bought my book. Somebody had sent him a copy of the book.
Yeah.
From somebody, and I never could find out exactly where the headwater was, But I'm pretty sure it came from one of those original books we sent out when we first sent it out, but I can't be sure about it. But it didn't matter to me.
No, it didn't matter. And you got to look at this.
Because it was, know, again, it's all, it's all, that's, it's
what it is. But you sent that, how many books would you estimate?
Oh, in the beginning, well, a couple thousand.
A couple thousand books at several dollars a pop.
Oh, yeah.
You made a pretty big investment in getting the word out on your book. There was mm-hmm. no coincidence about it. And
that's
this
right.
is where people think that networking is really about luck, when in fact it is about hard work. It's about doing things over and over and over again consistently. And doing things like sending out books and you know, getting the word out there is similar conceptually to what I'm talking about in networking. This, you know, when it comes to networking, luck is where persistence meets opportunity.
Activity is fungible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't
yeah,
that the key? I mean, who cares? You're doing it's like advertising. You know, you're doing when you do a blitz, what we used to call a blitz.
Yeah.
You know, you do radio, television, newspaper, magazine, billboards. You do it all. You don't care where it comes from. It's just it's all activity. You're trying to get eyes. You're trying to get attention. You're trying to get performance. Don't worry about where it comes from. It's all part of the whole.
Yeah, it is part of the whole. And there are things that you can actually do. In one of my books, we talk about many of the things that you do networking for success. We have what we call a scorecard. As a matter of fact, I based it on the one card system that Mike used in his insurance business, where instead of tracking cold calls, instead you track networking activities,
right.
Like sending thank you cards or sending a thank you gift, going to a
right.
networking meeting. You know, you track those activities, and by tracking those activities, you then can figure out how much of which things you need to be doing in
yep.
order to generate.
BNI.com, ladies and gentlemen. More to come after these messages with Ivan Meisner. Dr. Ivan Meisner, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.